Hey guys, welcome back to 5-nothing-100-nothing.com. I am... Wait for it. Fuck it! Wait's over. Alright guys, welcome back. Here's what we got today. Reactive eating is sabotaging your fat loss efforts. Okay, now, let's say you're a guy that's got regular job, full-time job, maybe you're student, part-time job, whatever it is, right? You've got your day, you've got your, you know, daily goals, you've got, you know, your lifestyle set up the way it is, whatever it is that you're doing in your life currently. Maybe you're retired, semi-retired, whatever it is, okay? And, you know, we look at people that have like an extreme level of muscularity and or fat loss. And, you know, genetics aside, they usually have really good disciplines in place. And one of those things is what I call proactive eating, or like they plan their meals, they do meal prep, or they hire, you know, a company to do their meal prep for them, whatever it is, right? Like, how many times have you heard, and I guarantee you could finish this, you know, Oprah should be really lean because she's got the money to hire somebody to cook for her, right? And the thing is that, sure, that might be true, but, you know, for you and I, that's an excuse. Because if you simply took some time to plan out what you're going to eat, and I'm not saying cook all your own food. If that's not your thing, then, you know, get your food prepared for you, or like write out if I'm going to be at these restaurants or whatnot, then these are the foods that I'm going to eat at this particular place, at that particular place, whatever it is, right? But at the end of the day, you know, the old 80-20 rule, I believe, is in place, that 80% of the time you're eating, you know, certain foods, and 20% of the time you're having some variety or something that's not necessarily a food that you eat. Now, it might even be less than that. It might be even, if you're me, it's maybe 5 or 10% of the time. So the thing is that when you're a reactive eater, that simply means that you have good intentions. As the day starts, you might have the same breakfast every day, and it might be a healthier breakfast, which I see a lot of people do, or they just don't have breakfast at all. You know, lunch, if they pack a lunch, it's going to be a relatively healthy, you know, lunch choice, because it was a mindful choice. It was something that, you know, they were at home, they thought about the day, and, you know, they thought about, you know, what am I going to eat that's going to be healthy and help support, you know, my health. So whenever you don't have a plan, right? And I don't care what anybody says when they say I'm too busy. You weren't too busy to watch the game. You weren't too busy to, you know, catch up on Netflix or catch up on your DVR, yet you didn't prepare food or sit down for a few minutes and, you know, thoughtfully consider what you're going to be doing the next day. You know, you simply go by the reaction of the demands on your day. And that's a very easy way to fall into reactive eating, meaning that you don't have time. It's been 5-6 hours since you've eaten, maybe 7 or more, and now you need something quick. And fast food, the fast food industry loves people like that. They love people that are too busy or are looped into that addictive, you know, nature of that greasy, salty goodness, right? That just have had the food regularly and now they have a craving for it, and it's cheap, it's fast, it's easy, okay? So the thing is that if you're proactive and actually being mindful, you know, creating healthy meals that you can take with you on the go is not that hard, number one. Two, when you're eating reactively, you're again going to make some poor choices because you're now hungry, you're scattered, and you're just trying to get something in your stomach because you want to feel better, your blood sugar's dropped, or you're, you know, hangry and you need something to eat now. You needed it 10 minutes ago, right? So if you get away from reactive eating and get as proactive as you can, just like every area of your life, whether it's work, your relationships, whatnot. But if you take some time, you thoughtfully plan it out and you prepare, you're going to set yourself up for success. And I'll tell you a quick story. When I was younger, I was working part-time here, part-time there. When I finally moved to a job where I knew my schedule every single day, I would take the time to plan my meals and pack them because I had no other options. I wasn't able to go out and get fast food or to just, you know, roam through the kitchen because I wasn't home. You know, I was on the go, I was out. So I made a concerted effort to make my meals, you know, plan my food, go to the grocery store once or twice a week, buy all the foods I would need. I saved a lot of money that way. So it really worked with the budget. And fat loss was a lot easier because I wasn't thinking about food. It was already like a done thing. It was automated because I had proactively planned it out and it works. So consider that, you guys. Let's get better. You know, great is the enemy of good. So, you know, you're not looking at perfection, but you're looking for progress. Like, share, subscribe. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Get those meals, make them good, make them count.